12 to 1 on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to 12 to 1 with Adrian Abraham. Now, we featured the global brand ambassador for Chivas recently, Reese. And now we've got on Anna Mitchell, who's the Scotch whiskey brand ambassador for Pernod Ricard, with a predominant focus on Chivas and Royal Salute. Anna, I have a lot of questions to ask you, but first up, so good to have you on the show. How are you?
Hello, I'm great, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to get into it.
Yeah, perfect. Firstly, Anna, we need to set the record straight. What is the correct way to pronounce Chivas? Is it Chivas, 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 Chivas? I mean, you have a great story to back up your answer, as you were telling me off air when we met the other night in Barbary Coast. So let's hear it.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a question on everybody's minds. I've heard it pronounced a lot of different ways, and I would say, you know, there's no hard rule on it. Certainly, back home in Speyside, where I'm from, where I grew up, my friends, family, and colleagues back there are all pronouncing it Chivas. And that's certainly how I grew up pronouncing it. But I will say, since I've moved to Singapore, I actually have changed my pronunciation a little bit. I think just to help me be a bit more understood. So I've started leaning towards the Chivas. But I would say back home, it's Chivas.
It is Chivas. It's not wrong to say Chivas. As long as we don't head down the Chivas, I guess we're all okay, right?
Yeah, I think if we go with the SH pronunciation to start with, we're on to a good one.
Well, there we go. Perfect way to start our conversation. Let's take it back a little bit. While you were at university, did you ever think that this was a profession you were going to, you know, get into and make a living out of? I mean, what did you actually study at university?
Oh my goodness, we're going back a few years now. Honestly, no, I didn't know I was going to end up in the Scotch whiskey industry. It kind of took me a bit by surprise in the best possible way. I actually started studying business management at uni in Edinburgh. However, it wasn't kind of the right path for me. I'm someone who prefers to kind of learn on the job and really, you know, getting to the working life. You know, academic learning doesn't suit my personality as well. And that's why I actually left university, started working in Edinburgh for a completely different industry, but decided to move back home to Speyside just to take a moment to regroup and kind of think about what I wanted to do. And that's where I got into the Scotch whisky industry. So I actually started just as a tour guide at Strathyla Distillery, which is one of our single malt distilleries. And 6.5 years later, I'm here in Singapore. So it's really been quite a journey.
Yeah, it certainly has. I mean, you haven't looked back since dropping out of uni and then getting into the Scotch whisky business. But tell us your first day on the job with Chivas.
Oh my goodness, yeah. So that would have been at Strathyla, as I say, back in 2016. I really didn't know a lot about whisky, to be honest. I remember very clearly sitting in my interview for the job, and they were asking me, you know, what do you know about the distillery? What do you know about the Scotch whisky industry? And this is terrible. I can't believe I'm admitting this. But behind the interviewer, there was a wall that had lots of information on it for guests to read. And I was literally just reading off the wall.
And they never knew.
I don't think so. So I really blagged my way into it. But I will say, since that day, I have learned as much as I possibly can about not just the beautiful blends and single malts that we have, but the industry as a whole, you know, different markets and how it's consumed. So I did have to blag my way in at the start, but I've certainly made up for it since then.
Yeah, a brave decision to enter that industry, but also very brave to come to Singapore in 2021. It's been a year you've been in Singapore. What actually made you want to move here? I mean, rather than staying at home or moving somewhere else in the world, at the height of the pandemic, you moved here while there were still a lot of restrictions in the country.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a few different factors that came into play here. So for a bit of background, I'd obviously been working in Scotland for the last just over 6 years for the company. I'd had a few different roles in that time. I worked down in the Glasgow office for a little while, did a bit in London, and then I came back ultimately to Speyside, to the Glenlivet Distillery, and worked there for the last 3 years. So I've had all these fantastic experiences and tried all these amazing roles within the company. But I felt that the next step was really for me to find out what happens after the whisky leaves the docks. Once it leaves Scotland, what happens after that? You know, how is it consumed? How is it marketed? What do people know about it? How do they enjoy it? All this kind of thing. So for me, I really wanted to get abroad and experience life overseas with these whiskies. So I actually ended up joining the Chivas Brothers International Graduate Program, which is a program that recruits predominantly younger postgraduate people and gives them these amazing opportunities to go out into markets all over the world. I think we've got over 50 graduates currently, you know, spanning from South Africa to France to obviously Singapore to India, everywhere, representing our Scotch whisky brands. And I thought, you know what, let's give that a go. Let's do something different. Let's get a different place, a different culture, a different climate. Let's just shake it all up. And that's what I did. So yes, moving during the pandemic was a big decision, because obviously, you know, I moved here, it was semi-lockdown. When I first got here, there was the 10:30 curfew. You could only meet, you know, two people a day. So it was quite difficult to get settled in the first instance, but absolutely no regrets. I am sitting here after 1 year, really so, so, so happy that I made this decision. The people I've met here has been, you know, just been amazing. So definitely no regrets, but definitely a big decision for sure.
Yeah, I remember the first day I met you, it was at Emo Bar while your colleague Matt Parry was doing an event with Altos Tequila. And you, I think, literally had just got off the plane or been here for a couple of days. And, you know, look at you now, a year later. But, you know, talk us through a little bit about a day in the life of Anna Mitchell. Let's start by how it was when you first moved here and got into the job and how much that's evolved.
Yes, it has evolved significantly. As I say, when I first got here, there was a lot of rules in place that made it quite difficult to be a brand ambassador, because essentially a lot of our job is to connect with people and to have events, you know, host tastings, host dinners, and you know, be present in the Singapore bar industry. So that was challenging, but you know, as you say, you mentioned Matt there, and he's been a huge part of my journey and my success actually. So absolutely big shout out to Matt, because when I first got here, he took me around, introduced me to everyone, took me to all the bars that I needed to know, and really just helped me settle in. So he was a huge part of my journey here. But certainly a day in the life, my goodness, which day? They're all different. Absolutely no 2 days are the same. We can go from doing, you know, hosting tastings, dinners, masterclasses, to planning events, working with bars to run promotions you know, get on the menu there. It's so, so, so varied. And a lot of what we do as well right now is centered on really getting the new Chivas identity out there. We've undergone a massive rebrand recently. You'll probably have seen we've appointed Lisa as our Asia brand ambassador. And we've redesigned a lot of the packaging. So we've done a lot of work to really get the word out there on that. And also try and keep that sustainability element in there as well. So we've been doing some trainings with bars on how we can be more sustainable together and what we're doing kind of in the background to ensure sustainability. So it really varies. It's quite interesting. I mean, 1 minute you can be carrying cases of whiskey, cases of glasses up 10 flights of stairs, and the next minute you're hosting a beautiful Michelin star dinner for Royal Salute. It's just so varied.
Yeah, before there was Chivas Anna, there was Chivas Matt. So how much did he help you really settle into life right here in Singapore?
There's not enough words to describe how much he helped me settle in. As I say, you know, I got here, I didn't know anyone, not one single person. I'd never been to Asia before, so it could not have been more contrast to what I was familiar with back home at, you know, as I say, at the Glenlivet, which is a very, very remote part of Speyside. So I came off the plane. I did 2 weeks hotel quarantine. And actually on the 19th of this month is the day I got released from quarantine. So that's my kind of unofficial anniversary. But yeah, for sure, as soon as I got out of quarantine, he was right there and took me out, showed me all the cool bars, introduced me to all the amazing people that I've now become really good friends with, really just made me feel like, actually, yeah, this is somewhere that I want to be. This is somewhere that I have a lot of potential in, and really just kind of made me feel at home. It was so nice. I didn't know him beforehand. That's the thing. I think a lot of people think that we've known each other for years because we do have a very, shall I say, brother-sister relationship. And especially if you've ever seen us out together or come to one of our events, you'll know. But we didn't know each other beforehand. I literally met him for the first time on the 19th of September last year, and we've never looked back. He's been a huge support, and I really have him to thank for how well I've settled in here.
Yeah, I think that surprises anyone, because when they see the two of you together, you would think you've known each other your whole lives, but you don't. You've only known each other a year. We're in conversation with Anna Mitchell. She's a Scotch whiskey brand ambassador for Pernod Ricard, with a predominant focus on Chivas Regal and Royal Salute. You mentioned Lisa there as your Asia brand ambassador, the Chivas Regal Asia brand ambassador. Of course, she is part of Blackpink, which is, you know, just incredible. They're blowing everyone away. The competition is so big. Now, what does it mean to have someone like that with her influence on board working with your company?
Oh, it's amazing. It's so, so inspiring to have Lisa on board. I think everyone can agree she's an incredibly hardworking, influential, inspiring female. So to have her as the face of Chivas here in Asia has just been a huge turning point, I think, actually, for the brand and for the industry as well. We haven't had a female brand ambassador in Asia before. So to see that really marks a significant change in direction for the brand, I would say.
Yeah, I heard Blackpink is coming to Singapore next year, so make sure you keep an eye out for those tickets, because Anna will certainly be there. Let's move on to my next point, which is, you know, to be in a space that's often dominated by men when it talks about the Scotch whiskey business. How does that make you feel? I mean, do you have to work that much harder to make yourself heard?
Yeah, this is a good topic to talk about, actually, and I thank you for bringing it up. I would say, you know, as I said, I've been in the industry for quite some time now, and it's really hard to generalize, because I've had experiences where I have been championed, I've been supported, I've been included, I've been welcomed as a woman, and those experiences are unforgettable. And I have colleagues who go absolutely above and beyond to ensure that that is the case. However, I will honestly say that there have been occasions where the opposite has been the case, and you know, you are perhaps treated a little bit differently, or things are presumed about you because you're female, and those moments are tricky to navigate, because of course you have to find this balance between not reacting. Does that person maybe just not know better? Is this a them problem? But also you have to use those opportunities for learning and for growth. But not everybody's open for that. So I don't want to make a sweeping generalizing statement, because, as I say, I have had some incredibly positive experiences, and I wouldn't be here now in Singapore 6 years later if that wasn't the case. But for sure, there's a lot of work to be done. I think not just in the alcohol industry, but in most industries, there's work to be done. And there are definitely moments of opportunity for people to learn and become more educated and become more open-minded. And certainly, I think it's everyone's job, not just a job for men, but also a job for women, to really make sure that we are taking those opportunities to learn with our colleagues and ultimately create a better environment for everybody, you know, not just women, but for every single group of people that feel, you know, like they're a minority. There's definitely opportunity for growth there.
Absolutely. I mean, you put that perfectly there. And look at you now, thriving. I mean, that is the best way to describe you now. There are incredible women all over the world like yourself who bartend, represent alcohol brands. But what's that one bit of advice, Anna, that you want to offer those wanting to, you know, maybe follow in your footsteps?
Oh, wow. Advice. I know. I would say, you know, just learn as much as you can. I think it sounds so cliche, but knowledge is absolutely everything. The more you can learn, the more you can experience, watch, observe, the better position you're going to be in. For sure, if I look back on my time, you know, even just being able to steal 5-10 minutes with people, you know, in the industry who have unparalleled knowledge is key. You know, quite often I mention my tastings or my education sessions, I refer back to times in Scotland where I was able to grab a couple minutes of time from the master blender or the master distiller and just pick their brains and just ask them a couple of questions. And I think just having the confidence to kind of do that and put yourself out there goes a long way. I don't think anyone ever in the world is capable of doing something alone. It's a group effort. Whatever you want to do in life, it's a group effort, and you need that support from other people, and you need to also give support, because that's another way how you learn. So I would say absolutely use the people around you. I say use the people around you in a positive way. Use the people around you to really pick their brains, gain as much knowledge, experience from them as you can, and also be willing to give that to other people. It's a two-way street, but for sure it doesn't happen alone.
Yeah, and you have a great team around you as well. We talked about Matt, you've got Alison there, you've got Brendan as well. And, having those individuals there certainly makes your life easier as well.
Absolutely. You know, you have to work as a team, and you have to use those people to bounce ideas off of, get feedback from. You know, there's some times where I might have this idea and I check with the team, and actually they might point something out that I'd never considered before. And I'm like, God, I'm so glad I asked you, because I would never have thought of that myself. So it's so important to look to others for support. And it's important to be able to take feedback, and even if you don't agree with it, it's really important that you're able to listen and still consider it, because I don't believe in being able to achieve something just single-mindedly I think it has to be a group effort, and also as well my boss Johnny, who's absolutely incredible. How he puts up with all us brand ambassadors, I'll never know. but really, he's been a fantastic support here as well. And I've learned a lot from him. So a huge shout out to Johnny as well.
Yeah, certainly a great group to be part of as well. You know, now that life is basically back to normal here in Singapore, I mean, so different compared to when you first got here. What's been your biggest highlight, you know, when it comes to events here?
Oh, that's a great question. I think I would have to go with the Chivas Cocktail Competition final, which of course happened just last week, just the other week on the 4th. For me, this was a huge, huge highlight in my year. Actually, not just my year here, but in my career in general. It really kind of took all the reasons that I love my job, and it all came together in one night. So that was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it was a fantastic event. Reese was there. Everyone in the F&B industry, the majority were there as well. But also, just one for the record, you also got to host a very prestigious Royal Salute event as well. And that was right up there, maybe just behind this one.
Absolutely. Actually, I was going to, it's definitely between those two. Mm. Yeah. So just last month, we launched Royal Salute's 30-year-old Key to the Kingdom, which is a brand new expression of Royal Salute that will be permanently in our range. So it was absolutely fantastic to be introducing that to Singapore, and, you know, experiencing the first taste of it in Singapore for sure. That was an amazing event. I absolutely love Royal Salute events. They're so beautiful. They're so opulent. They're just stunning. So great to be a part of that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you're loving every moment of your life now that events are back and you really get to go out and not only do what you love, but also you get to mingle and socialize with like-minded individuals out there in the industry as well. If someone were to ask you, how do you keep yourself motivated to do what you do every day? Particularly, I mean, when you got here, we talked about how life was very different. It was challenging. You were away from home and to where you are now. How do you still keep that motivation?
No, it's a great question. I think for me, the events are a huge part of it. That feeling you get when everyone's there, everyone's happy, everyone's enjoying, be it Shiva's cocktail, Shiva's slushy, or a dram of Royal Salute, it's just amazing. When it all comes together and I see people enjoying moments with their friends, laughing, having fun with our whiskey at the heart of that, for me, that's the best part. So yeah, the buzz that I get after one of those events really keeps me going for a long, long time. And certainly looking back to the final, I mean, we were so, so excited to be able to get the industry together and really give back a little bit to the industry as well. I think you know, certainly COVID has shown us that the F&B industry has been seriously hurt by all of this. And to be able to create events where they can come along, have fun, show off their creativity, their brilliant minds, and is really just so rewarding.
Yeah, I mean, perseverance is a word that really comes to mind talking about the F&B industry over the last 2 years, because they've emerged stronger. They found ways to pivot and adapt whatever was thrown at them, regardless of the restrictions. And now it's just so good to see that they can thrive once again. Before I let you go, let's end on a fun one. A brand ambassadors drink every day. Fact or fiction? Elaborate.
Okay, so I will say in my case, that's fiction. For sure, a big part of this job is surrounded by our beautiful Scotch whisky brands. But a big part of the job is also being able to enjoy them in a responsible way and encourage other people to enjoy them in a responsible way as well. So no, I don't drink every day. I do get the opportunity to try our whiskies. Obviously, I nose and taste them, so I'm completely familiar with them. And when we do have these fun events, and you know, when we do go out, it's obviously great to try all the amazing cocktails that the bars across Singapore have been coming up with using Chivas. So we absolutely enjoy our whiskies for sure. But no, we don't drink every day. I think it's really important as well to be mindful of your physical and mental health as well in this kind of role. So for sure, anyone who kind of wants to get into it or you know, is wondering if that's the case, no, just like anyone else, we've got minds and bodies that need looked after as well.
Yes, the analogy to use here is when you go shopping, you're not always going to buy something. Sometimes you can just look around and window shop and, you know, just get ideas. You don't always have to buy things. That's exactly what it is. We've been in conversation with Anna Mitchell, Scotch Whisky Brand Ambassador for Pernod Ricard, with a predominant focus on Chivas Regal and Royal Salute. Thank you so much for your time, Anna. Have a great rest of the day, and I'm sure I'll bump into you soon.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.